People skills for global business success. In the fast-paced world of global business, certain skills are crucial for success. These skills can be grouped into three main categories. Interpersonal skills. These are all about how you interact with others. T. Group skills. Working effectively in teams is essential in the global business landscape. Organizational skills. Lastly, being able to navigate the complexities of an organization is key. Mastering essential people skills is crucial for succeeding in global business leadership. Whether you're stepping onto foreign soil or connecting virtually, challenges abound. Even communicating through emails with global team members in a cross-border project can be daunting due to language and cultural barriers. Understanding each other becomes harder when people have different expectations and assumptions. Feedback might be missed, and even in face-to-face interactions, unintended messages can be sent through tone of voice, phrasing, body language, and other unconscious behaviors. Cultural influence on business relationships. Building people skills is closely tied to forming relationships, which vary in importance across different cultures. In certain societies, relationships hold immense value in business dealings. This is particularly evident in countries where laws are unclear, unique ethical standards, limited market research, government influence, familial business structures, social cohesion, power dynamics. Relationships in global business start forming even before they officially begin. The first impressions and what people say about you matter a lot. Even the tiniest details can have a big impact. For instance, in countries where the status of the person introducing you is crucial, a simple introduction can shape the entire future of your relationship with them. Establish credibility. Being credible is crucial, especially when it comes to connecting with others. The first impression you give off matters a lot. It's like stepping onto a stage. People judge you instantly, even if it's not entirely fair. Imagine being the third or fourth sales manager in a year for a place where they value stability. Tough, right? Even if you're bursting with good intentions, you might start with a credibility deficit. But fear not. There are ways to turn the tide, depending on where you are and who you're dealing with. To gain credibility in cultures valuing the individual, task completion, directness, equality, verbal expression, and achievement, follow these steps. Highlight your achievements. Provide clear guidance. Assess organizational strengths and weaknesses. Encourage collaboration. Communicate honestly. In certain cultures where teamwork, relationships, and hierarchy matter most, your approach to establishing credibility needs a tailored strategy. Here's how. Highlight team effort. Take the time to get to know each team member individually. Instead of boasting about your accomplishments, let others speak for you. Seek senior endorsement. Use formal language and pay attention to nonverbal cues. A cross-cultural guide. Feedback can be tricky, especially across different cultures. In some places like the US and parts of Europe, you can ask for feedback and give it directly. But in other cultures, that's a no-go. Here's how to navigate. Open questions. If someone asks you an open question, ask one back. Specific praise. When someone praises something specific, ask about other stuff too. Ellipses. Look out for words like overall. Repeated hints. If someone drops hints more than once, they probably want you to know something. Effective information gathering strategies. In cultures where people prefer indirect communication and rely heavily on nonverbal cues, asking for information directly might not work so well. Instead, try being subtle. You could involve others, ask indirectly in different situations, and explain why you need the information and how it could benefit everyone. Make it clear you're genuinely interested. Mention similar situations where this approach has worked before. Keep trying, rephrase your questions, and ask for clarification if needed. Evaluation skills. Evaluating people needs skills like being believable, giving feedback, and gathering info. If a foreign manager doesn't understand a culture well, they might judge their team unfairly. It's crucial to set clear standards, communicate expectations clearly, and provide training so everyone can meet those standards. Global team building skills. Building a global team means understanding different personalities, trust, communication styles, teamwork, cultural interests, and more. Respect differences and set clear rules for how the team works together. Make sure every team member gets a chance to speak up, especially if some are quiet due to their culture. Cultural differences in training and sales. Success in training and sales hinges on understanding and adapting to diverse cultural landscapes. It's crucial to tailor programs to fit the cultural and educational backgrounds of those receiving the training. Don't be surprised if you encounter questions like, "What is marketing?" in some regions. Avoid simply transplanting training programs from your home country without considering local nuances. Remember, different cultures have different ways of learning. Effective selling demands a range of skills, making it a key test of global business acumen. A skilled salesperson not only makes the sale, but also establishes credibility, gathers information, and provides feedback. In some cultures, success relies heavily on building relationships, while in others, persuasion of a group is necessary, not just individuals. Regardless of culture, maintaining follow-up, fulfilling commitments, and delivering on promises, no matter how small, are vital for building trust and securing future sales. Negotiation. Negotiating across different cultures can be tricky. It's crucial to watch your nonverbal cues and keep sensitive info under wraps. Avoid revealing pressure points like your boss pushing for a deal, flexibility on pricing, or autonomy in decision-making. Such disclosures could heap unnecessary pressure on you. Also, pay attention to social cues during non-business interactions. They can hint at the negotiation's progress. Organizational skill. Strategic prowess demands flexibility and quick thinking. You must challenge assumptions, adapt to new information, and handle surprises adeptly. Global strategy is essentially people-oriented, blending relationship building with business strategies. So, honing your people skills is key to mastering global strategy. Promote knowledge transfer. To succeed in sharing knowledge effectively, it's crucial to spark interest among your audience. Start by gathering valuable information. Then, convey this knowledge in engaging ways, making it stick in their minds. Finally, encourage innovation by building on existing knowledge and practices. Innovation in global business. Innovative organizations use what they know to create something new and better. In global business, this could mean responding to new needs with fresh products or services. It could also involve helping local staff develop innovative practices or finding unique ways to strengthen them. The key is to adapt and improve, using what works while being open to new ideas. Change in global business. In today's fast-paced business world, change management is key. The quicker things change, the harder it is for people to accept it. So, how can global managers tackle change effectively? Simple. By asking local employees what they don't want to change and why. When it comes to global business, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Change plans should involve local leaders and their teams, with plenty of input from those on the ground. Listening and learning from local leaders is crucial, and arrogance from headquarters won't help anyone. Global business comes with its challenges, especially when cultural differences get in the way. Sometimes, you've got to adapt to get things done. Key points. 1. Developing people skills crucial for global success. Interpersonal, group, and organizational. 2. Cultural understanding shapes relationships and emphasizes credibility and effective communication. 3. Tailored strategies for credibility. Highlight achievements and collaboration across cultures. 4. Effective info gathering, subtlety, indirect questioning, sensitivity to nonverbal cues. 5. Global team building. Respect differences, promote inclusivity, and set clear communication norms. 6. Successful training and sales. Adapt to diverse cultures and avoid assumptions. 7. Change management. Collaborate, listen to local leaders, and adapt strategies to cultural contexts.